punk and the schooner, no one is punk. Can the schooner, no one is punk and the schooner, no one is punk and the schooner.
Goodness gracious, show number 47 of Noise Punk and Das Crooner. I am Das Crooner. Gene, who in God's name are you?
Yo, what's up? I mean,
yo. Awkward pause, party of three.
Shut the fuck up. Yo, yeah. I am the Noise Punk. That's what's happening up in here. What's going on? We got some guests. I'm just checking my mic. Yo, mic check, 1, 2, what is it?
Oh, who gives a rat's
ass? Oh, here it is. Yo, I think it's working. Wait, talk.
Yeah, what do you want?
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. Yo, we got some serious special guests up in the house tonight. We got composer, I don't know what he plays, but whatever. Composer slash, he probably plays something, plays some instrument, insert instrument here. Piano, composer, pianist, Eric Schwartz. What's up?
How are you?
I'm very, very well. Just tremendous.
Wow, that's awesome.
Okay, thank you for coming.
Sure.
See you next week.
It's been a pleasure, guys.
It's been a pleasure. Eric, I'll tell the quick story. Eric and I, we basically met through MySpace.
I believe so.
Which is, that's the way of the future.
Yeah, networking.
In the year 2000.
It looks like a graveyard to me now, but...
No, it's in the year 2000!
Okay. Charles is going to ask you an embarrassing question.
Yeah, just the usual. What got you started in the craft of writing?
Well, it's not a direct link, but it's definitely what got me started. I was a big heavy metal kid. I had long, curly Paul Stanley hair. And I had every intention of dropping out of high school a la Axl Rose and becoming a heavy metal superstar. This was, of course, when I was in junior high in 12 or 13. And I discovered I wasn't exactly handsome enough for that line of work. So I eventually sort of found myself into the world of first musical theater, which was kind of nerdy, but it was what it was. And then eventually started to write my own musical theater and got bored really fast and started to write classical music by the time I was about a senior in high school. So I really got serious.
Wow, that was awesome.
That was a quick progression. I thought he was saying, and then I was, then I turned five.
You've done a lot more in your age than most people have done by 80. Isn't that something?
Yeah. What are you talking about, Charles?
I'm talking about the fact that he's vast.
That's not nice, Charles. I told you, don't make fun of our guests.
I've been exercising. I apologize. I don't know what to do.
I know, it's true. I'm sorry. I apologize. Sorry.
Start with Paul Stanley and ended up in classical through musical theater. That's pretty cool, don't you think?
That's great. Heavy metal. I started with heavy metal too. Charles started with gay porn music.
Yeah,
that's
chicka pick bow wow chicka pick.
Very lucrative. Very lucrative line of work.
Very lucrative, but it was hard for him to walk around. Oh. The thing is, walking was difficult after listening to. This show's
shut
going.
Up!
It's Saturday afternoon, and usually these shows on Saturday are a little tamer. So we're going to try to go back to the tame
I'll be very
aspect
innocent.
Of it. No, yeah, fine.
You're fine.
It's Charles that I'm really worried about.
Cracks we got to watch out for.
Yeah. If it's a theme and it works, we'll utilize it.
I guess.
As a good composition does.
A good way to introduce Eric to our audience and to ourselves as well is to listen to some of his music. How about that? Do you recommend? He brought a CD, a very nice organized CD. I like those other stupid composers who bring like 20 CDs and I got to keep putting them in and out and in and out. Terrible composer. I hate you all.
Yeah. Most composers are idiots. It's just a fact of life.
Oh, Jesus.
He's right. He's right. Absolutely.
Now you sound that was
guilty.
Like, that was a little bit of a Charles quote.
Shut up.
That sounded like something you'd say.
Oh, it is. You're right. It is a Charles quote, sort of. Yeah.
Okay, let's hear some. What do you want to hear from here?
Okay, why don't we play track number 2, I think is an excellent introduction to my wonderful, wonderful
Serious
musical
String
world.
Quartet.
Yes, the Serious String Quartet. Fantastic folks.
With what's his name?
Ron
Lawrence.
Yeah,
Ron Lawrence.
The bomb. He's great.
He's a great
dude.
Yeah.
Great else, players.
Who's playing on cello here? Is it,
the cello is, what's his?
Is it Mike Block? Or?
No, it's, it's been a while since I've talked. Dave.
Dave somebody.
I can't remember his name.
And is it my friend, what's his name, Gregor, who was on violin?
I think this recording was made prior to Gregor.
He was a guest on our show, Gregor Hubner.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's a good composer too. I like him.
Yeah,
okay.
They're great.
We definitely want to hear this piece. Tell us a little bit about this piece.
Okay, a tiny bit about the piece. It makes a really nifty introduction to my work because it's one of my greatest hits, whatever the hell that means in contemporary classical music.
Exactly.
Fantastic performances, which is hard to come by. This recording is by the Sirius String Quartet. It's from a CD called Post Minimalism, which doesn't necessarily fit in this particular piece, but you know, whatever. If they ask you to be on their CD, you put music
on their CD. Post minimalist.
Yeah, totally post minimal. But it's got some post minimal influence, some heavy metal, a little nod to George Crumb, and performers screaming and saying weird random things. So it's very much what I do musically. So check it out.
What's the name again?
Oh, the name, I'm sorry, I don't even know if I ever said. The name of the piece is Thunk, A Ghost Story.
Thunk, A Ghost Story.
Thunk, A Ghost Story by our guest Eric Schwartz here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner. yeah, indeed.
Nice.
Thunk, a ghost story by our guest Eric Schwartz here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. That was the Serious String Quartet in a live performance.
Being not too serious.
Not too
in this particular.
Nicely done.
Well done, piece.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I like how you utilize non-traditionalist elements and how it flows beautifully in the context. It doesn't sound out of place. A lot of composers, needless to say, utilizing it, they just want to do it to show that, yes, I've written that, it's so contemporary. It really fits like a glove in this piece.
Right, I appreciate that very much. One of the things I really like is to use extended techniques in a way that's not all like abstract and intellectual, but just like, it's textural.
Like that and, that's what I do, yeah.
I think
yes.
It's a beautiful thing. I mean, you can write really, really pretty music and have somebody scritching around inside the piano, and I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's like if a guy wrote where the string player barks like a dog. Wow, I never heard that before! Thank you. Anyway, yeah, no, that was some good stuff. Gene, not in this room. What are you doing? Come on, it was a great piece. Come on, don't. Are you saying you didn't like it?
Ah, Charles. Right. No, I did like that piece. I think it was cool, and I agree with Eric. I love extended techniques, and I use a lot of extended techniques, but never for technique's sake.
Oh yeah,
which is.
Yeah.
In the 60s, and, you know, we have a lot of music like that, but that was cool.
Dada
because
Young.
They, no. I mean, it's the music was great, and they were experimenting.
They sort of invented those
They invented those things,
they didn't know what
yeah.
to do with them quite yet.
Yeah,
they were
like, trying out shit, but
right.
Now we have this, palette of techniques that they invented, and now we could do music, do whatever,
right,
music,
exactly.
whatever. We could do whatever, other things.
A lot of crappy stuff came out of the 60s. I remember one piece I saw for two
Charles, weren't you born in the 60s?
Shut up. There was one piece for piano, and all of a sudden, they were just doing some cool intervals, and then they start banging the piano, and the next thing you see are ping pong balls popping out of the strings.
Well, that's cool.
And the whole intention was to get all the ping pong balls out of there, and that
that's
was
a
the
great
end.
Piece.
That sounds incredible.
That's incredible. The ping pong concerto.
I'm going to steal that, I think.
But can you, like, specify the intervals that would make it pop out, maybe? Or
The intervals for the ping pong balls?
What might be most likely to make the ping pong balls jump out of there? Or not?
I don't think I can, to be honest with you. I think velocity. You need to hit it hard.
But if
nail it.
It's dynamics is what makes it.
But if you say that it's that interval, we'll believe you.
Right. Right. Clearly the augmented second is the only option. Not a minor third, mind you. An augmented second would work, though.
Right.
Charles, can you get that?
No.
Charles,
in short, the composer is always right, ladies and gentlemen.
It's true. Very
yes.
true.
What would you like us to
hear? Charles talking.
Next.
Okay, well, I suppose we have two options. We can either stay in sort of wacky avant-garde chamber music. We're staying on the CD. Don't worry. I'm not going to make you
take
out the CD.
Yeah, I hate taking out the CD.
Right, let's do one more in chamber heavy metal world for right
nice.
Now. Track number one is probably my current favorite of my babies, my pieces and stuff. So that's a piece called Thrash, which is even more, I suppose, literal in its heavy metal Frank Zappa influences.
When you say it's your baby, you think it's? Would you say it's your hit?
I would say this is well. And the nice thing about this piece is it's got a saxophone in it, and saxophone players. I don't know why, but they really seem to like composers who are live, which is foolish of them. but so I get this is probably the piece I get. You know, string quartets don't like composers who are live for the most part, unless their name is Kronos. Or Sirius, great people. But the sax. I get a lot of emails from people saying, "Where can I buy Thrash? Where can I order Thrash?" Which is available from Staunch Music UK Publishing.
Staunch Music UK Publishing. .com.
Yeah, something like
UK
that.
UK,
Who are also fantastic people. But so this is my hit in the music publishing arena.
So this is for sax and
Sax and guitar, actually. In this recording, Christopher Creviston, who's at, I believe, SUNY Potsdam, was one of those SUNY schools, commissioned it. And this is, I'm sure you guys know Oren Fader.
So
this is a great performance, also a live performance, and they kicked ass.
The name of the piece again?
The name of the piece is Thrash.
Thrash?
Charles, would you like me to repeat that for you?
Yeah, very funny. You're showing my fallibility, damn you. Here's
inside of Charles's head. Wait, I had it.
yeah, very funny. Thrash by our guest, Eric Schwartz. Oh, who are the players in this?
That would be Christopher Creviston and Oren Fader.
And Oren Fader, which I just forgot again.
We'll pretend I didn't just say that.
That's right. Here on Noise Punk and Das Crooner. God damn it. Shut up. An abrupt ending, but it was awesome.
Thrash!
Thrash! For alto sax and electric guitar by our guest Eric Schwartz here on Noise Punk and Das Kruner.
We are enjoying the calm classical music of Eric Schwartz here.
Sit back and relax. Take a nap.
We hope
we play the music you don't mind hearing.
We might. Where'd you get that from?
That's yeah. It's Peter Schickley beat me to that.
We play the music. You don't mind hearing. You don't like hearing it, but you don't mind hearing.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Throw a
That's because it was intended to be funny.
That's pretty
and
funny.
By your analyzing, you screwed it up. Thank you, Gene.
You like to analyze. Okay, so this we are enjoying for real, though, Eric's music. And if you can, please, perhaps, another selection would be in order.
I would love it. Wait,
what did you just say?
I was trying to see how awkwardly I could put that phrase.
All right.
You sound like Tim McCarver on a Mets game, but anyway.
I know what you say. I don't like football.
It's baseball.
Basketball, exactly. I don't like basketball.
Why don't we... All right, so for a study in contrast, because we composers love contrast.
Contrast is nice.
So I wrote a ballet not too many years, about 2 years ago, called OU with the Terra Firma Dance Theater in New Jersey. and that was it was really cool. It was a lot of fun. And one of the pieces from that, a pas de deux in the ballet world,
yes.
Is this piece called Ghosts. And I had done kind of an alternate version of Ghosts for reasons I won't go into. The first version of Ghosts is this really electronic, sort of avant-garde, pretty music. But then I did an alternate version that I think I want to play just again for contrast, which is all of the electronic garbledygook stripped away. And it's really just the solo piano element of the piece, which, you know, as a pianist and also someone who works with dancers as an accompanist a lot, I think dance piano music is an important part of my oeuvre. So so that would be track oeuvre. Number 3 on our CD, which would
and
be
you're
Ghosts.
Playing the piano?
I'm playing the piano, yes. Yes, little me.
Little old Eric.
All right.
Compose, play. I should have invited you to our compose. Well, you don't even live anymore.
Here,
You don't even live anymore.
I'm alive, damn you.
I'll do a little.
If you weren't alive, you'd be making a lot more money than you are now. What?
Quick, I'm going to do a quick advertising.
Okay.
January 31st, 2010, Composers Concordance presents Composers Play Composers Marathon. 23 composers on stage playing their own music. Sorry, Eric, I didn't invite you. I should have. I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know. But a lot of people, 23 people, and it's going to be at this club called Drome, which is located at New York. In New York. It's located in New York. How can I stall this
one? It's a small city. You'll find it.
Avenue something. Okay.
It's a small city. You'll find it.
Oh, I have it. Oh, no, that's the Lepos and Rouge gig. Okay.
So yeah, great going. Edit.
No,
edit.
I don't edit anything.
You never edit.
I'm doing it live. Fuck it. Take it live. Who am I? You know what that is? That stupid O'Reilly thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they have that clip of him going, don't do live. Fuck it. He's like,
anyway.
Sorry, I'm so off track.
Anyway,
Drome, 85 Avenue A, January 31st. Compose Concordance. Composers play composers. Be there. And January 6th, Sound Liberation, my band at Les Pots en Rouge. January 6th, Wednesday. Come there as well. Oh, gosh. Okay, let's just play.
Now back to Eric Schwartz.
Dude, I could plug some fucking shit on my radio show. What the fuck is up with you? And January 19th, if you want to come and see Charles take a shower live. Live. Naked Charles. Charles. Singing in the shower.
Ghosts by our guest, Eric Schwartz, here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Spooky indeed. That was Ghosts by our guest Eric Schwartz.
Hold me, Charles. I'm scared.
With the composer himself at the piano. Here
Not
on
there,
Noise.
Charles.
What?
Don't hold me there.
It's getting weird.
Oh, that's not your nose. Sorry.
Yeah, that was cool. I just want to say that we were talking about why the piano's going in and out, tuned like that, and that was on purpose.
Right.
That was all good. Just so you people.
It wasn't their fault. It was not a production.
It's not a production. It's not Noise Punk Studios.
It's there
so
to
come
trip
on
you
down.
Out.
Exactly.
Well, thus the ghost title.
Right. Exactly. The unexpected twists.
Right.
That's what we do.
Ambiguity here on Noise Punk and Das Kruder. Yeah.
Yeah, man. How you doing, man? The fuck you guys doing? What's up? So, Eric, did we talk about this on air? We talked about this off air.
What?
That Eric's... Are you from New York?
I was born in New Jersey.
Jersey.
Old New Jersey. Bon Jovi.
Otherwise known as WECA, West of Canal.
That is correct. But it's not entirely accurate to say I'm from New Jersey because I left there pretty early. I lived in a lot of places, but I pretty much grew up in the Bay Area of California.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, but now you're in North Carolina.
Now I am suddenly a North Carolinian. Suddenly. Yes. Very recently.
So if you're in North Carolina, do you have any concerts in North Carolina?
I do. You know, I have. I mean, I've only been there for about 7 weeks now.
And no concerts
so,
yet?
So in the Bastards. The Bastards will not play my music. No, I have.
You're under arrest for not playing any contemporary music under the law statute of... Anyway.
Okay, so the reason I ended up there is because I got this fantastic gig at the North Carolina School for the Arts, or the University of North Carolina School for the Arts, which they like to call it now. So I have an upcoming performance this spring of an arrangement that I've been working on of one of the Vivaldi two violin and cello concertos. That's kind of a concerto grosso, I guess, that I did as part of a Jose Limon choreography performance that's coming up in the dance department. Mm. So that's going to be my first not really original music performance in North Carolina coming up soon.
Okay, so if you're around and you hear something about Vivaldi, the Gross Concertos, or Eric Schwartz,
Go there.
It'll
be incredible.
And if you don't fucking go there, I'm going to have Charles come over and talk to you. And that's really the worst thing that could possibly happen to you.
And if you play chamber music or orchestra music in North Carolina, you should really commission a work very soon.
Yeah. Commission a work.
I need your money.
The man hasn't eaten in years. It's hard.
It's very hard
for us all of us.
Many months to feed.
And to convince you to commission a work from Eric, we will play You Know the Selection.
Oh, my Lord. All right, so enough of this sad, slow, somber things. I hate orchestras and everything about them, but I did write one orchestra piece many, many moons ago that I've since reorchestrated as a symphonic band piece, and they actually play it, which is nice. Mm. But the orchestra piece, one of my oldest pieces on record, but I still like it, which is nice. It's called Brouhaha. And it is, I have no idea what track it is. I should probably look.
Is it a polka?
It does have a little bit of a polka. It's sort of a polka.
I guessed it here on Noise Punk and Das Kruder.
These guys, they know their stuff. Yeah. It is track number 10. Track number 10, which is my performed, I guess I wrote one more, contribution to the orchestral genre.
Who's playing it?
So this is the orchestra at the Cleveland Institute of Music, where I did my undergraduate studies. So
Cleveland?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland Steamer, Ohio. Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruder.
Yes.
Sorry about that.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruder.
Wait, what's the name of the piece? Brouhaha!
Brouhaha!
By Eric Schwartz. Cleveland, some kind of orchestra in Cleveland.
That's there, an orchestra in Cleveland. The Cleveland Institute of Music Orchestra.
Here on Noise Punk and Das Kruder.
Hey, it's my line.
I know, but you're not saying anything.
I was getting to it! That's
Do it, Charles. Do it, Charles.
Here on Noise Punk and... Just play the damn thing. Thank you.
Fire good.
Brouhaha by our guest Eric Schwartz for Symphony Orchestra here on Noise Pocket Us.
The longest applause ever. Sorry. Okay, that was a cool piece, and we danced, we cried, we laughed.
I think we did all that stuff.
We did all that stuff.
It was a good time. We had fun.
It was great. Yeah. Great. Charles got pregnant. So
that's not even funny, Gene.
It's not even that funny, but
it's
I have to say,
it's not even anatomically
it's
possible.
It's not even possible.
Yeah.
Well, I enjoyed. There's a CD sitting here that I've been staring at for an hour.
Yes, yes. Would you like to hear?
Do you want to hear something else from this CD first, or do you want to go straight to this? It's a new CD, and we could advertise. Is it new or no?
Yeah, it is new. It is.
We
new.
Could advertise it.
Yes. Let's hear. Let's hear the new, the shiny new CD that just came out. Which
it's shiny.
It is shiny. It's called, I believe, it's In the City at Night, right? Am I saying
that
right?
The CD is called In the City at Night.
This is a recording by a wonderful human being, an oboist / English horn player who, like sax players, doesn't have enough repertoire, so likes contemporary composers, which is really sweet. Ryan Swalen, who's a great dude, and I was the resident composer for his group, the Tonoya Ensemble, in, I think, 2007 or something, and spent some time in Los Angeles, which is not my favorite city, but it was fun. The people were really nice, and that's what's important. And so he commissioned this piece, I don't know, maybe a year ago or something like that, for this CD. And this is a piece for probably the greatest ensemble one could possibly come up with, which is solo English horn and narrator. Which I think is basically unstoppable and will be the Pierrot ensemble of the 21st
century. The 21st
century. Wow. Yeah. There is a statement.
You heard it here first. Solo English horn, narrator. Huge. Yeah.
Who's Laura Richards?
Laura Richards is a poet who I hope I didn't steal from because she's dead.
God damn it.
But was born in the 19th century, so assuming she was dead enough that it was okay, but I didn't really look into it.
She
so
has to be dead
if you know anything about Laura Richards' rights, please don't call me because I don't know if I stole this or not. But
Emails coming in left and right.
Yeah. Anyway, she wrote this fantastic set of poems for kids, and I wanted to write a kid's piece, which I do every once in a while because I think kids are nice and stuff. So this is a children's piece, actually. Another, you know, and very innate to the English horn narrator genre is the children's piece. So so that it's just very natural. So Laura Richards wrote the poems, and I stole them ruthlessly and set them to music.
As all composers should do.
Did you set them ruthlessly to music?
There's not a lot of ruth, actually, in this in this particular piece. It's very charming.
I mean, the thing is, there's three movements. We don't have to give away the whole thing, so people can they buy the CDs?
They can buy it. So we shouldn't give away.
All
right, why don't we do one? Let's give them.
The piece is called, by the way, Ella Telefani.
Yeah, that's
and Other Tales of Whoosh.
Whoa.
Oh, I'm sorry. Whoa, there's no S in there.
Whoosh.
Whoosh. I just like the word whoosh.
Whoa is a pun because it's whoa.
Whoa.
And I really hate titles that are puns, so please ignore that. But it's a cute kid's pun because it's whoa.
I will punish you for that.
So why don't we do...
Yes, Gene.
And the Eletafani, Antonio, and Dog-Gier.
I believe it's pronounced, it's doggerel, which that's not my pun.
Oh, that's a, oh,
it's
an L.
It's spelled all funny. I believe it's pronounced doggerel, like, you know, a pun on the word doggerel, because as you hear it, which let's listen to that one, because it's cute. And if you have your kids can now listen for 2 minutes.
Fuck, motherfucker, shit! Where are your kids?
And also, if you like pets, it's a pet piece, and I have many, many pets.
You do.
So, what's this again?
That's the only
I
way
don't
we,
know. I don't
that's
know.
The only way us composers could eat.
Is this John Adams? So this is a piece of mine called Doggerel for solo English horn and narrator. From the CD In the City at Night, which is released by Ryan Swalen, who's a wonderful human being.
Ryan, what's his name? Swalen?
I believe it's pronounced Swalen. I hope I'm not mispronouncing.
Ryan Swalen. And you could go probably on iTunes and listen to
it. Yeah, yeah, it's on iTunes
CD,
and all that stuff.
Buy it, okay. Send me some money.
CD baby.
Here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
I sat beside a lady fair, a lady grave and sweet, with all so wise that well I might have sat me at her feet. She stooped to pat the puppy dog that gambolled at her knee, and when she spoke, 'twas in a tongue was wholly strange to me. A wizzy wizzy woogums and a diddy diddy dugums and a diddy witty dumpy bop a pitty witty pessums pop. I spoke to her of foreign climes, of politics and popes, of Bishop Bilo's pious rhymes and General Jingle's hopes. She answered well and wittily, then turned her eyes aside, and tenderly she whispered to me the creature by her side. A popsy-wopsy creature there was never nothing sweeter than a teeny-totty-tiny-tot, a lovely duffly darling dot. Oh! I rose at length and strolled away, not wishing to intrude, yet thought perhaps she'd bid me stay, and rather hoped she would. But no, she never raised her head. I turned the corner near, and as I went, her silver tones still floated in my ear. Let's go, doodle doodle, then a whiskey busky poodle, then a trippity gummadrum, my diddy doggy doggy fly.
Wow.
Yeah. That's holy, nice. Holy crap. That's a nice thing to say for a kid's piece.
Yeah, so we should turn off the kids now.
An excerpt from Ella Telephony and Other Tales of Whoa! By our guest Eric Schwartz here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner from an album entitled In the City at Night, which is one of the... Shut up. Music for English Horn. That was Jenny Brandon and Corey...
Jenny Brandon, I believe, narrated it. She's a composer too.
Oh,
I should say.
Wow.
She writes the music.
Wow.
He says with a lisp.
She writes nice music. Okay, you could leave your kids now and have to leave the room because now we're going to make pedophile jokes. Quick.
come in my van, little boy.
This is
an awful
show.
Screwed up, ladies and gentlemen.
This is an awful, awful show. Okay, what is. Let's hear some more music. We could play a couple more pieces, and then you could talk about what's coming up, or you could what happened before, or you could talk about what's happening right now.
Incredible. See, it's the options that I appreciate.
I can only give you three options. I can't think of any others.
All right. Yeah. Well, since we're sort of in CD promotion mode.
Yeah, let's do that. Promote some.
Let's see. We got I got two CDs to promote. Let's see what order I should promote them in. Let me promote my own CD first.
That would be good, since this show is about you today.
Because it's about me, not about any of these other scumbags, but me. So I wrote a bunch of music for the piano that I utterly mutilated about 4 years ago or so. The CD is called 24 Ways of Looking at a Piano, and it is my solo debut. It was, 5 years ago or whatever, on Centaur Records, and it was named one of the best classical CDs of 2005 by nice people at the American at the All Music Guide. The All Music Guide.
Wow.
They know their stuff. They're geniuses.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
A lot of the music, or a couple of the pieces from that, have always been available on MySpace, which is people stealing my music left and right. But I thought I'd play something different from that CD. I'd like to say it's all piano, though no pianos were harmed in the making of the piece. Oh, no. It's called Untitled Number 2 from the album 24 Ways of Looking at the Piano.
Wait, you're lazy or something?
I got lazy twice.
Twice?
Two times. Come on, there's 24 songs. 24,
shit,
24
another
pieces.
Piece of title? All right, fuck it, Untitled. I'm going to do a Untitled. Getting tired of...
Untitled, huh? That's
just talk about titles real quick. I recently, for my iPhone, got a great app I recommend for free of the full Shakespeare works, everything he's ever written, in a little app with a search engine. So, for instance, I wanted to title an orchestral piece of mine something to do with the word perpetual. Put the word perpetual, and I found a beautiful title called Heat Perpetual. Oh, and it totally worked.
That
beautiful
is tasty.
A tasty title for an orchestral piece. Heat Perpetual. Charles, do you like it?
Sorry.
Kill you! I'll kill you!
No!
Love my title!
Ow!
Anyway, so the past like 5 pieces I've written have been Shakespeare stolen.
Nice.
I don't
nice.
Even say this.
Steal
yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah, it's really pretty. I mean, he's got some nice words. He knows his fucking words. Okay, let's hear your untitled piece.
And untitled.
Maybe we can
two.
Think of a title to put in.
Yeah, title.
Untitled number 2 by our guest Eric Schwartz here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Thank you. Friends. Untitled number two by our guest Eric Schwartz here on Noise Punk and Dust Crooner.
Eric assures us there's no electronics in it. That's all done by hands.
Yeah,
no,
I can play that live any day of the week.
Yeah, he can just play it.
Yeah.
That was just an out of tune upright. That's how it sounds.
Will you consider putting a title to it, even though it's entitled Untitled?
Leave him alone.
I'm willing to consider anything.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And he has his hand out with a gesture of money.
Right. I'll do it. Here, this is how you title it. You open the Paganini 24th Caprice, and the first thing that happens, you point to. This is all notes. Shit. How about
perfect.
In the back?
That worked nicely.
This has got to be something. This got
Caprice. How about Caprice?
Violin concert.
Oh, that's nice. That would have been good.
That's not
a bad title.
That's a good title for the piece. See, this is how I title most of my pieces. That was very hip and very original concept of play. But how do you do that live? You don't do that piece.
No. So I always felt kind of like I missed the boat because I am pretty much an illiterate schmuck in terms of electronics.
Right.
Actually transliterating my tomfoolery on that CD to live probably totally would have been feasible if I was smarter. But I just, you know, I lost all the original files after I wrote the piece and released it as a CD. I'm way too lazy to transcribe it. So no, I don't perform.
No, but you don't have the music to the piano piece, or
like the written music? The original source material I played in the studio.
Oh yeah.
No.
Oh, so you were just improvising and
basically, you know, I basically constructed it from an acoustic piano, a la electronic music, where I would sort of play very skeletal ideas and then mm-hmm. shape them in the studio. So it's kind of my one real electronic, well, not my one only, but one of my very few electronic pieces, that album.
I mean, the one way you could do this live is if you just figure out some of the fragments, you don't have to transcribe the whole thing.
Right.
And then process the piano through a computer. I mean, you put some mics in it, and then live you have some, and like so have some program that scrambles this shit live, and there's plenty of programs that
I need to get stuff.
That'll be easy. I mean, you know.
I need to get like microphones and stuff. I don't have much equipment.
I need like a mic.
My equipment situation is dire. All right.
Well, I'm
please
just
send your electronic equipment to please send to North
Eric
Carolina.
Schwartz. Just send it to North Carolina. It will find its way to Eric Schwartz. Let's see. I want to hear some more music. I know, Charles. How are you feeling?
I'm hip. I'm hip.
No, I'm not saying that. No,
I want more music.
No
I want
opinion.
More Eric Schwartz.
I don't want your opinions. On
what Eric with a CH, right?
Eric with a C.
Just with a C.
Just with a C.
We were talking about
hey,
that.
Hey, I spelled that right.
Yeah, there's all sorts of misspelling. Oh, the Schwartz was where we had a
that
typo
was
on
S-C-H.
One of them.
I beg your pardon.
That was where the C was. The H. Something was missing.
It's ow! Okay. Ow! Ow!
Okay, pick a piece. I'm going to play on my effects.
I want the second Rachmaninoff piano concerto.
Yeah.
That's Grieg.
I don't know. It's a piano concerto.
It was that you brought out a piano concerto was more than I could possibly expect.
It's the one with the C minor arpeggios on the strings going da 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 or something like that.
Yeah. It's kind of stupid, but it's all right. It's hard.
It's Rachmaninoff, man. He was fucking motherfucking shit. Owes me 20 bucks.
Big hands and stuff. So I guess we should continue CD promotion mode.
Oh, yeah, you have another CD.
I got a couple of CDs to promote.
So wait, if you want that piano music, go online to iTunes. Probably just put an Eric Schwartz.
I think you got to go, because it was 2005. I think you got to go to Amazon for that one.
Yeah, that was before iTunes.
iTunes. Nobody had Macs back then.
Okay, go to and it's called 24 Ways of Looking at This Piano.
At a piano. Yeah.
And the next CD that Eric would like to promote now is...
I'm going to promote a CD that's not out yet, but will be this time next year. It's a group called the Lunar Saxophone Quartet, who are good friends of mine. They're Welshmen. I don't know if they're all Welsh, but they're from the UK. They live in London. And they're great players, and they are releasing a CD called Flux. Sometime in 2010, including a work they commissioned from me called Four Chair Legs. A title.
I like how you repeated it.
What the hell is he saying? The title is stolen from Aldous Huxley from The Doors of Perception.
Which the group Doors, which was the inspiration for the title of the group The Doors.
Exactly, because they did drugs.
You girls
drugs,
are smart.
And I did drugs. And we all did drugs. And Aldous Huxley was smart, so we like smart people who did drugs.
I like Huxley. He wrote a nice poem.
Yeah. He's good. So I stole from him just a little phrase from that. Four Chair Legs is basically a suite of dance pieces, of dance forms, I should say, that I stole and made different and mutilated and stuff. And I just brought along the first movement, which is called La Valse, a title you may have heard before.
Oh, yeah, by some guy named Maurice.
Yeah, Maurice.
Yes.
I know that guy. Yeah. So La Valse, it's from a CD that's coming out next year called Flux by the Lunar Saxophone Quartet. And a pianist. I'm sorry, I should say this whole album is saxophone quartet plus piano.
What is it? Alto tenor, baritone?
Yeah.
Or
soprano, alto, tenor, baritone.
Is Kenny G on this?
Kenny G asked to be on this recording.
If he's not on this, I can't hear it.
We listened to his audition tape. We were not happy with it.
He only plays songs in the key of G. Ha ha! Get it?
But what about that great Christmas album? I'm sure he's recording one right now. Sorry, that was my
very
bad.
Very Christmassy.
I don't know. That was not Christmassy. Okay, so sax with one quartet with piano. Something about Aldous Huxley, I remember.
Yeah, right.
Four Chair
drugs,
Legs.
La Valse.
Little Drugs, La Valse. I know it's Eric Schwartz because I have it written right here on my computer with S-C-H-W-A-T. Oh, W-A-R-T-Z. I don't know.
I don't know either.
It's Saturday.
I'm losing it.
The music you don't mind hearing. Announce something. Just say.
The title again.
The piece is called Four Chair Legs. The movement is called La Valse.
Here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner. Yes, indeed. That was pretty good. The movement, La Valse.
Thanks.
So it's what, a B?
What?
You get a B? You get a B plus?
Yeah, yes.
I think Ravel would be proud.
At the very least, a B plus.
I enjoyed it. I waltzed in my head. I was dancing with Charles in my head.
Nice to watch, actually, you guys getting
nice
so
dance.
Into it.
Yeah.
Now, wait a minute.
And it's not even called in here.
The movement La Valse from the piece Four Chair Legs by our guest Eric Schwartz here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner.
And now we come to that time of our show.
The end.
The end is
nearing
near.
The end.
Aww.
Nearing the end.
Where we hear one more song. Well, the first one we ask Eric, what is it that you're doing?
Well, let's do that later. We do that
Son
after.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah. Form. Let's be true to form.
Okay, we come to that time.
Tension
we hear the
cord.
Last piece, and it's tell us.
Okay. Tell us about it.
Number seven.
I've decided on a rainy day such as this, a spooky, rainy New York City day, I've decided to leave you with some Edgar Allan Poe. A setting of the poem is The Spirits of the Dead, which is a great poem by Poe, who's like the coolest dude ever. And
cool, man.
I love me some Edgar Allan Poe. And this is, you know, not only is this, of course, influenced by Poe, but this, as I mentioned to you guys off air, is my sort of my King Diamond piece.
Right.
King Diamond, who, aside from probably Frank Zappa and maybe Steve Reich, is just really my hero. So I love me some King Diamond, and I brought some of that into this piece, so it makes me happy.
Very I saw King Diamond live at the BB King's.
Oh, I saw King Diamond live too. Which although it wasn't at BB King's, it was in San Francisco.
But it was the weirdest thing because King Diamond. If you don't know who King Diamond is, look it up. King Diamond, he had a band called Merciful Fate.
Great
and they're kind of like, what are they called? Dark metal, whatever.
They're like proto-black metal.
Proto-black metal.
Like
whatever
black
they
metal was called black metal.
Yeah. But he had this high screeching voice, like really like crazy range from all like high, like two octaves higher than that or some shit. And then he goes really low. And then the show I had, he came out and he said, I had a throat problem.
I read a review of that show.
And
I was supposed to be at that show.
Are you serious?
I don't know how I sold out or something.
But he was really cool because he said, I'm not going to sing my high notes. I can't sing because I fucked my throat up. So this is the point. Any of you, if you want to go get your money back, go to the box office, take your money back, and because we're not going to be as good as we usually are. Which is like, who does that? He had like, 500 people at this... packed crowd, and he's like, here, go. I'm not going to sing as good as I usually do. I was impressed. And, of course, nobody left anyway.
Didn't he bring out had like a female backup singer who sung the high parts in that? Or
No. He just did his own.
Was
yeah,
just
whatever.
Kind of growling
he sang fine. He just didn't have the fucking screech.
Yeah, fantastic
Sorry,
live show. I mean, in general.
Yeah, no, it was great. We really got on this track here. Sorry. For all of you new music
never
fans.
Off track.
Never off track. Exactly. So what are we listening to?
Next piece. What's the piece?
This is King Diamond's Abigail album in its entirety. This is a piece called Spirits of the Dead. This is a live performance from a new music festival in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Ah, sure.
Music 2000 and whatever. I forget what year this was. 2001 maybe or something. This is a performance by a great baritone named Alexander Hurd. And the pianist's name is Skirmante Ketzka, I believe it was her name.
The fuck?
Yeah. I don't know. Some people in their names.
You're just making people up. Right?
I'm just throwing together random vowels and consonants. I don't know what's going on.
Spirits of the Dead by our guest.
Edgar Allan Poe.
From the grave.
Eric Schwartz here on Noise, Punk, and Dust Crooner.
Unto thy arms. who stood in life before thee, but again in death around thee.
Yes, indeed. Spirits of the Dead, setting of
a comedy.
A setting of an Edgar Allan Poe poem by our guest Eric Schwartz here on in Noise Punk and Dust Crooner. Yes, Gene, stop doing that. What are you doing? It's all over the floor.
No, it's a scary sound, Charles.
No, it was. Yeah,
you're a poopoohead. Okay, so. We're gonna. What the fuck?
Sorry.
Is that Charles? Was that Charles? Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry. All right. So, Eric, please talk about yourself in the future tense.
What you doing?
The future tense. All right. So, let's see. What do I got going on? I have next weekend, for those of you in beautiful Hartford, Connecticut, a performance coming up. The Hartford. What the hell are they called? I think it's New Music Hartford, I believe, is the name.
Right.
Good people. Good, nice people. And a performance of my piece, Snakes and Ladders, for bass, for solo bass. So that's coming up soon. I have another recording coming out. It's not. It's a part of a compilation on January 1st. It's called...
Just in time for New Year's.
Yeah, just in time for New Year's. What's the name of the compilation? Well, it's a compilation of contemporary classical music. The label is Class X. It's a German label. Tomas Weiss, I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, runs it, and it's a compilation, the name of which is currently escaping me, but that's coming out on January 1st with my a piece of mine called Lost on it. Spooky piece, which I didn't
know. We should mention this is the turn of 2010, so if you're listening in 2015, it ain't happening.
These records are already out of print.
Long since. All six copies were sold.
Or if you're really in the future, it could be like a 15-time reissued already.
Right. The greatest hit of the early 21st century.
Exactly. Do you have a website, Eric?
Yes, I do most of. Although this may have to change soon because I don't know what the future of MySpace holds. But I, for the most part, I do my schmoozing on MySpace. So it's under Eric J. Schwartz because there's like a comedian and a folk singer, both named Eric Schwartz. They suck though. They're very talented. Very talented.
Very talented.
I got the same name as a blues guitarist that also sucks. But anyway.
I have an original name.
No,
my name was just
they
right.
They don't suck at all, but I'm really good. So so you should go. It's Eric J. Schwartz at MySpace or however those URLs work.
MySpace.com/EricJSchwartz
because it's free and you listen to the music.
And of course, you can just Google the name Eric J. Schwartz and you'll get
find
all
the
this
comedian.
Stuff.
You'll get all sorts of porn.
Yeah, get porn.
Good Jewish porn.
Well,
gay Jewish porn.
Gay Jewish
good,
porn.
Good gay Jewish porn.
Which Charles?
I love $10,000. Oh my God!
So which Charles Coleman wrote most of the music for?
Oh, well,
Eric, it's been a pleasure.
Thank
having
you very
you.
Much for coming,
guys. It's been a total honor. It's been awesome. Thank you.
Is that what I think it is?
That is the theme music.
And until next time,
noise
to you.
Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. Noise punk and the schooner. Noise.